first time in 65 years, Colorado River water is being used for drinking in Grand Junction. And that's an effort to meet high demand during Western Colorado's ongoing drought. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
The Ute Water Conservancy District is pulling Colorado River water and mixing it with water from the Plateau Creek watershed, the district's main source, to meet the demand of its 90,000 customers and to preserve backup supplies that are evaporating in the summer heat. The utilities board voted to add a 2% drought pumping rate fee to its customers' water bills to offset the cost of pumping from the river. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Denver airport officials say July is shaping up to be the busiest month at DIA since before the pandemic. Airport CEO Kim Day says more people will travel through DIA this weekend than the same weekend in 2019. That's a remarkable resurgence from the pandemic.
I'm surprised how fast it happened. We knew we would come back, but I certainly didn't expect it by the 4th of July.
Day says travelers are still required to wear masks in the terminal and on planes. And the Colorado National Guard will fly F-16 jets over parts of the Front Range tomorrow for the 4th of July. Starting at the Buckley Space Force Base in Aurora at 10 in the morning, the 140th Wing will fly over many Colorado cities, including Telluride, Vail, and Westminster. The flyover ends at noon back at the base. This is CPR News and KRCC.